wasn't necessary at all. It wasn't expected. Anyway, the scene was very nice. Tonight's learning is that we started the opening Mishneh Makkos. We didn't get too far. The Mishneh, the first parak is discussing the dinim of Kasha Zama. If witnesses testify falsely that Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, or they testify falsely that Reuven deserves Malkus, or that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, and then we amazim them, we prove that they're Eidei Sheker based on Hazoma, and the Mishnah is going to explain what it means, Hazoma. Last time they say that Reuven killed Shimon, and then Shimon walks into Bezin, and we see that it's not true. No, in that case, you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zama. Only a special form of Eidei Sheker. If another pair of witnesses come and testify about the first pair of witnesses that they were in a different location at the time that they claimed this incident occurred, imanu hayisim b'mokam acher, bo'osozman, and how can you testify about what happened in Singapore if you were in New York that Shabbos? You weren't even there in Singapore bichlal. So that's a special form of proving that they're eidei sheker. So in that special case of eidim zayimim, then you give the punishment of ashisim la'kashis zamam lasis liyachim. So if the first pair of witnesses were trying to be mafsid Reuven $100, they have to pay Reuven $100. I see some loikash zaman. And if the first pair of witnesses were trying to give malchus to Reuven shalaykidin, it's all eidei sheker, we give the eidei malchus. And if they tried to give misa, we give them misa. And that's how it says in the pasuk, nefesh benefesh, whatever einish they tried to give the nidon, the one against whom they testified, that's the einish that they get. And there are four exceptions to the rule where you don't give the punishment of Kasha Zamam. Two appear in the Mishnah, the other two additional cases appear in the Braisa. So the first one in the Mishnah was if the witnesses testify that somebody is a Cholol. Cholol is when a Kohen marries a Grusha, Zayna, a Chalola. Kohen marries a woman, a Gioris. He marries a woman that he's not permitted to marry. So the children are all Chalolim. The children will all become Chalolim. So the din is that a cholol doesn't get the first aliyah, and he cannot duchen, and his nishkin kohen, he's not a kohen, not lahakol, not lahakmer, he's not a kohen at all. He's permitted to go to the cemetery, he is permitted to marry a grusha zayna b'cholol. He loses his status, he doesn't even have the status of a levi. He's considered ois kohen garnished. He's not considered a kohen at all. So if the witnesses themselves were kohanim, and they testify that a man who was always assumed to be a Kohen, that his identity was an error. He really isn't a Kohen, he's really a Cholol. And then it turns out that it's not true, that we're Mazim the Eidim, so we should give them a punishment of Kasha Zam, they themselves were Kohanim, so we should declare, Mikano Lahaba, they are Chololim. They shouldn't be allowed to get the first Aliyah and participate in Pidyon HaBen, and be Makor Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, and so on and so forth. And the Mishnah says, no, that's an exception to the rule. In that case, there's no din of Kasha Zamam, and instead, you give Malkus. That's the first case in the Mishnah. And then the second case in the Mishnah was, Midamada Bishmanu Shulchai Liglos, or Ligolus, Liglos. They testify that somebody killed B'Shoigig. If somebody kills B'Mezid, you give him the death penalty, you give him Sayyid. Somebody killed B'Shoigig, so he has to run away to one of the six Ori Miklos. So they testify that Ploini killed B'Shoigig, he has to go to Ori Miklos. So the Mishnah says, if you mazim them, we don't give them the punishment. We don't say, let them go, let them sit in the mikvah till the Kohen Gadol is going to die. We don't. We give them malchus instead. Those are the two cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And then the Braisa had another two additional cases added on. That's on the second wide line. And that based on the base, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa begins with the words Tana Rabbanan, the second wide line. Arbo advarim nemro b'edim zemimim. So the first two state in the Mishnah. Ein asim ben grusha ben chalutz. If they themselves were witness, they themselves are kohanim, and we're mazim them, and they try to make somebody into a cholol, a ben grusha ben chalutz, so you don't make them into chololim. They ain't golem lori miklod, you don't send them to lori miklod. Fine, that's a repeat from the Mishnah. And then the additional two are, ein mishalmim is hakeifer, ein imkorem be'evid ivri. Ein mishalmim is hakeifer means like this, if a shor kills an adam, so the Chumash says, the shor is chayiv skila. Asher yisokel, from the first time, asher yisokel. What if the Bezin didn't get a chance to give the shor skila, and he kills a person a second time, kills a third person, a fourth person, so the third time he kills a human being, third time he kills a Yisrael, so he becomes a shor amuad. And then the fourth time, they should have given the shor skila from the first time on a tam. Shaharga Sadam is also Chayiv Misa, but the Bezdin never caught him. The Shor keeps on running away each time. So the fourth time the Shor kills an Adam, so not only does the Shor get Skila, then the Pasuk says, the Gambol of Yumas. What do you mean, Gambol of Yumas? You give him a death penalty because of his negligence. So the Gemara understands, no. And Kaifa Yusha Sol of an Asim Pidyon option. The next Pasuk says it's not to be taken literally. That Gumball of Yumas, what it means is, maybe it means Misa B'day Shamayim, whatever it means, Kamakala Maisa, what it means is that the Bala Shor has to pay kofar. So the Brisa says that if two witnesses testify that your Shor killed already the fourth time, and you have to, not only does the Shor deserve Skila, but you have to pay the kofar. Okay. And then it turns out the whole thing is Sheker V'chazam. The Shor never, the Edom were not even there in this continent. And they have no right to testify. They didn't see anything at all that they were happened. Testifying that happened. Could be that it happened, but they weren't even there to see it. So then the halacha says that they don't have to pay you kofar. And the Rambam adds on, this really doesn't say in the Braisa, the Rambam adds on that they get malchus. And the Mishnah says that in these two cases you give malchus. Elalot Gaboyim, in the first two cases, when they say he's a Ben Gushim Bechalutza, and when they say he deserves to get golus, two added cases in the Bryson never says. So the Rambam adds on that the Malkus applies to all the four cases.
This halacha of the Malkus here is unique because you don't need a throne, lapshin benaisa, and all kinds.
Right, the Gemara is going to work it out that it's very different, right?
It is unique.
No, you only give malchus as a substitute for kasher zama. When you can't give kasher zama for some reason or another, if the witnesses, if we would accept it, right? So now that we're mazim, their testimony. So you don't say let them pay the bala shor. But since you can't give kasher zamam, so the Rambam understands, whenever you can't give kasher zamam, then you make them, then you divide them out together.
This malchus
with
the rabbanan.
Yeah, it's midderaisa, but we're going to have a pasuk. What is the malchus? Where does the malchus come from? So we're going to have to see. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk. Yeah.
What's the problem with making them pay kasher?
Yeah, it's all psukim. The Gemara is going to explain. It's all psukim. Yeah. And then the fourth case, where there's no din of kasher zamam, einim korim be'eved ivri. What's the din if a person gambles? There's a ganef and there's a gazlan. A gazlan is a person comes over, he mugs me, he beats me up, and he takes my property right in front of my eyes. He's not embarrassed or with a gun, without a gun, whatever. That's a gazlan. And a ganef is when one sneaks in and he steals, he robs my property when no one is watching. So there's a special din only by ganef. Doesn't apply. There are a lot of dinim only by ganef. Ganef pays kefil, and the gazlan does not pay kefil. Sometimes the ganef pays dalad vehei, tavach hamachar, shor b'seh, and the gazlan doesn't pay kefil, doesn't pay dalad vehei. So this din also, there's a special din, v'nimka b'gnei vasa v'loi b'gzei loi. Special din v'nimka b'gnei vasa. If a ganef steals $1,000 and he doesn't have money to pay, so the bezna has no right to sell him as an eved ivri. They can only sell him as an eved ivri if they sell him for the full 6 years as an eved ivri, and all of the money that they get, the bezna gets for selling him as an eved ivri, is going to go towards payment of the geneva that he did. If he only stole $1,000, so how you sell him as an eved ivri, that's all you're going to get. You sell a man as an eved ivri for 6 years, you're going to get a lot more than $1,000. So it's only Bamed Vamamurim, he gambit. The Gzela doesn't apply. And he gambit so much that you have to sell him for 6 years. You can't sell for more than 6 years, but you have to sell him for 6 years. And then all of the money goes towards paying up the Nignav, paying the Nignav the money. So the Gemara learns that Gemara is going to learn out from a Pasuk.
You can't sell for less than 6 years.
No, you can't sell for less than 6 years. No. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin.
Because an old person, you also suddenly can't work.
No one will then, whatever
he can
do.
They'll
pay a dollar for him. Yeah. Okay. So you sell him for a dollar. Okay. If you don't get anything, then you don't sell. Then you don't sell? No.
He doesn't have kapura.
Okay. He doesn't pay, so he gets no kapur. So that's the fourth case that the Rambam quotes this din, that there's no punishment of kasher zamam, but you give the witnesses malchus. What does it mean? They testified that someone stole money and he's so poor he doesn't have money to pay back. And the Bezdin is about to sell him as an Eved Ivri and take all the money and to pay the Nignav, to pay up the Geneva that he did. And then we're mazim them, and the whole story is a baba mice and never happened. So maybe we should sell the Edim Zaymim as a, sell them as an evidibi, let them work for 6 years and give all of the money that you get to the person against whom they testified the sheker. So that's what the Brisa says, that the din is not so, and the Rama Matan, you give the Malkus. Yep. You give the Malkus. The Gemara asks, where does the Malkus come from? Here, take a look, 10 lines from the top of base on the base. Omarulo.
Yeah.
On that base on the Omarulo. Remez le'edim zamim minatara minayim. Where is there a remez? Sounds like a balaturim, yeah. Or something. Where is there a remez? Yeah, Frank Digmar, remez. What do you need a remez? It's a ganta parish and chumash. The Torah says, remez le'edim haksivas, yisim lakash zam. What do you need a remez for? What do you need gematrios and rashi tevis? A ganta parish and chumash of edim zamim. Eligmar says, no. Remez, what Ula was asking was the following. Where is there a remez le'edim zamim shalokim minatara? That you substitute Malkus instead of Tasha Zomah. Where is there a remez for that? So the Gemara dichsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'hitzik v'satzarik v'shivus harasha v'hayon bin hakos harasha." If the Bezin establishes somebody as a tzaddik and somebody else as a rasha, and then the Bezin should administer Malkus to the one who has been established as a rasha. Well, what kind of a story is that? Let's say I beat you up in a place and I owe you money. I gambled you in business, I gambled you, you gambled me. We had a holding Torah. And they finally determined that I'm the bigger guy, and if I'm the bigger Rosh and you're the Tzaddik. In this case, Tzaddik means the winner, the one who wins. So you always give the Rosh a Malkus. Every time there's a Rosh, you give a Malkus. It's not so. What kind of a Loshon is that? Mishum v'hitzdikah sa'asach v'shivus ha'rosha v'hayon b'ina kos ha'rosha. Whenever you ascertain who's right and who's wrong in the Din Torah, so whoever is wrong gets Malkus. Let him pay money. Sometimes there is Malkus, sometimes there is Malkus. What is it talking about? What a strange description of a case. We don't know what it means. Ela Zagdi Gemara, this is what it means. Eidim Shehirshiu Es HaTzadik. The witnesses testify falsely that someone is a Russian. Hirshiu Es HaTzadik. They testify that he's a Russian, he really isn't. Well, also Eidim Acharini, and another pair of witnesses come. And they restore everybody back to their correct situation, yeah. To the correct position, that the person against whom they testified has ascertained that it's not true. He was a tzaddik, he was not a Rosh. And these witnesses who looked originally, that they were the tzaddikim, Mishavin Olahani, Rishon. We have established these two guys, the two Edim, the original two Edim as the Rishon. Then the pasuk says, "V'hayoyim bin hakoyis harasha." So the pasuk says that you give them malchus. What's that? This malchus. But the pasuk says, in a normal case of edim zamimim asisim lakashizamim lasis liochiv, since when do you give malchus? I must go on these four cases when you're unable to administer the real kashizamim. So then the pasuk says that you give malchus. So the question still is this a din derais, a din derabanan? That's what he asked before, because the expression that Ula says remez le'edim zamim remez usually means a din derabanan. Remez usually means an asmachta. So the Ramban writes in
Makas Mardis. The Rabbanu, there is no Malkus.
Yeah, but the Rabbanu, you have Makas Mardis. So that's the question. What is this? Yeah. If it says like our boim sounds like it's Malkus there, right? It doesn't sound like Makas Mardis the Rabbanu at all. In fact, there's a Tosfos in Nazir where the Tosfos says that Malkus there is not really our boim. It's really 39.
Right.
Right. Missing one. A boim chaserachas. So there's a Tosfos, and how do you give the Malkus in the third Perek? Third Perek on Malkus is all about Malkus. So the Mishnah says the 39, you give two-thirds, you give on the back, 26 Malkus you give on the back, and 13 Malkus you give on the chest in front. You don't want to kill him. And if he can take 39, if he can't take 39, you give him less, you give him in units of three. And two-thirds. Yeah. Ruiz Lishlal is given units of three, and you give always two thirds on the back and one third in the front if the person can take it. Yeah. So there's a thesis in Nazir. A thesis comes up with an einfall. We don't know what it's based on. That Makis Mardis, the Rabbanon, is maximum only 13. Instead of giving 39, you give 13. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It says that one who does Malacha on Yontif against the din, one is not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif, does Malacha. Yeah, it's Malkus. One of those Malach on Shabbos is an Einish Misa. You don't administer any Misa Malkus, but it's not as if. We don't have any Bez Mitzmuchim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any of these things. But theoretically, the punishment that a person deserves for being Mechal Shabbos is Skila. For being Mechal Al Yontef is Malkus Deraisa. And what if he does Malach on Yontef Sheni Shal Goliath? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, he give him Makas Mardas the Rabbanon. The bus says Makas Mardas the Rabbanon. Where is it different from Malkas the Raisa? So the Magen Avraham and the second Simon in Hilchas Yantav. The first Simon in Hilchas Yantav is Hilchas Yantav Rishon. Second Simon in Hilchas Yantav is Hilchas Yantav Sheni. Has all the dinim of Yantav Sheni, just a regalachas, just an outline. Then has all the details later, back Kfura Yantav Sheni and Erftav Shilin Yantav Sheni, all the details. But just the second Simon in Hilchas Yantav gives you the general sketch of what Yantav Sheni is all about. So the Magen Avraham quotes this thesis from Nazir that Makas Mardas the Rabbanon is only 13. So if the Mishnah says Lek Aboyim, according to that opinion, it's a dead giveaway that it's Malkus Bereis. If it would have been Makas Mardas, it wouldn't be 40, it would only be 13. Even what if you don't accept that thesis.
The
Makas Mardas is a different kind of Makas Mardas. That means if the person refuses to force a person to perform a mitzvah, the person refuses to do a mitzvah. Yeah, let's say the Bezdin says you have to give your wife a get. It's not fair the way you treat your wife. You have to give your wife a get and allow her to remarry. He doesn't want to. So some cases the Bezdin will force him to give the get, and if he refuses, Makanos Achateitzin Nafsha till he. Till he agrees, or till he faints, or till he drops dead. However, one will translate that to say nafsha. Yeah, whichever comes. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If the halacha says that the bezna is allowed, there are certain cases where the bezna has the right to force the husband. He's really at fault. It really has. He's not acting properly towards his wife. He's not living up to the obligations of a husband, then you have a right to force him to give a get. They don't have shalom bayis, it takes two to tango, so who says that it's his fault? Maybe it's her fault, so why does he have to, well, you can't force him to give a get, but you should encourage him to give a get. So there's different degrees of encouragement. Sometimes we encourage him by embarrassing him publicly, sometimes we just encourage him privately. It all depends how at fault he is. Yeah, how at fault he is. So there's a Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos this comment, that usually when the word remez appears in the Gemara, usually it's a dead giveaway that it's only an asmachta, and it's often an asmachta for din de rabbanon, but he said this is an exception to the rule. He singles this Gemara. This remez means that drosha gemura derais. This is a real drosha gemura derais. That in any case, I guess in the lashon haMishnah, like our point. Yeah, I guess so. He doesn't prove it. He just lists off a few cases where the word remez means a real drasha gemara derais.
Couldn't be the first two midrash and the other two midrash.
Maybe. I don't know why. The Gemara is going to have psukim for all four. The Gemara is going to have psukim for all four.
Maybe the Gemara says remez min atoyra. Otherwise, why do we need this remez items on them? Now, maybe this is a giveaway.
It says min atoyra.
This is.
That this remez is min haTorah. Yeah. It says remez like Mishnah Shaloki min haTorah. That's right. It says min haTorah. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Craig the Gemara in the first wide line, why do you have to dig up a mocker to be mechadish? That whenever you're unable to administer Kasha Zomam, then you give Malkus a special din of Malkus of Edom Zomim. Anyone who gives Eid a Sheker ought to get Malkus. But typically, why not derive the Malkus from the pasuk that says in Aseret HaDibros, Lasana Berecho, Eid Sheker? You're not allowed to give Eid a Sheker. Whoever violates an Avera gets Malkus. So whoever gave Eid a Sheker should get Malkus. Then for the Gemara name. Because the parsha that says in Chumash that you give Malkus, Hayon bin Hakos HaRosha, that pasuk in Dvarim, chapter Chafei, that pasuk is written right next to the pasuk that says Lasachim Shavadishai, and the Gemara says that even though in the other Chumashim Bereishis through Banidbar, most of the Tanaim hold you don't darshan smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekish. We assume that there's a connection, there's a relationship. But if you have two psukim adjacent, one next to the other, you need not necessarily darshan any smuchim. There doesn't have to be any connection between the two. But in Chumash Devarim, the Gemara says, in Mishnah Torah, all the Tanoim agree that you do Darshan Smuchim. The two Psukim that are next to each other are assumed to be related with each other, and it constitutes a Hekesh. Smuchim is the equivalent of a Hekesh in Chumash Devarim. So this is in Devarim chapter Chafei. So the Pasuk says, V'hayuan bin hakos ha-rosha. Whoever is a Rosha deserves Malkus, and this is written right next to the Pasuk. L'sachsam shor b'disha, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal while it's doing work on food. That's Maicha Behema. So the Gemara learns that from the Smichas HaPsukim, which Averis warrant the punishment of Malkus. What type of an aver does a person have to do in order to get malchus? Lasachsim shor b'disha de kayotze bo. Anything that's similar to lav de chasima. Lav de chasima is spelled with a sama, not a ksiva la chasima toga. It's spelled with a top, the sign of chasima. But this is chasima with the sama. Is lasachsim shor b'disha, not to muzzle the animal, not to muzzle the animal's mouth when it's interested in nibbling on the food that it's working on. So whoever violates an aver which is similar to lasachsim shor b'disha gets malchus. So the Gemara says that Lasana Berecho Eit Shoker is a Lav Shema Maisa, a Lav Shema Maisa in Loikim Olav, because it's not Dumiya the Lav the Hasima. It's not similar to Losachsim Shor B'dishoy. So that's why they wouldn't, some a person has, it has been ascertained that somebody gave Eidu Sheker, you wouldn't give him the punishment of Kasha Zaman. Only over here in the context of Eidim Zaymimim. Eidim Zaymimim get a punishment of Kasha Zaman whenever you're unable to administer the Kasha Zaman in these four cases, then it's a special din that they get malchus. And the shaila is whether you need hasra or not. That's the shaila, whether you need hasra. Regular Eidim Zaymimim, right. Regular Eidim Zaymimim do not need hasra. We were trying to give him Misa malchus for something that he never did. He never did the Ritzich, he never did the Chilul Shabbos, he never borrowed the money. So we were trying to give him a punishment which he didn't deserve at all. So they give us the punishment even though no one ever warned us before we gave the Eidim Sheker. Just like we were going, that's all part of the Kasha Zamam. We give them, we give the Eidim Zaymimim an Oynish without any Hasra, like they were trying to give an Oynish to the other fellow without a Hasra. Right. He didn't know the Aver, there was never any Hasra either. So that for sure, Eidim Zaymimim don't need any Hasra, that's a Gemara in Ksubis. But the Shaila is, what about in the four cases where you don't punish with Kasha Zamam, where you give instead Malkus, and it's not the Malkus that's the regular Malkus from Kol HaTorah Kula. That's Dumi Dalab de Hasimah. That's a special local Malkus.
These special cases
are Malkus B'Torah Kasha Zamam. So that's a Shaila. That's a Machlokes in the Rishonim. Whether in this case you need Malkus or not. The Gemara Ksuba sounds like it says you don't need Hasra. Yeah, but the Gemara says in Ksubis, if we're going to warn the witnesses that if you are testifying false and we catch you, we're going to give you the death penalty and so on, so everybody will walk away. No one will want to give any testimony. So we just tell them, make sure you're telling the truth. He may be killing an innocent man. That's how the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. You make sure you're telling the truth. He may be killing an innocent man. But you don't tell him, look here, fellow, if you're telling a lie, we're going to give you the punishment. We don't want them. That's how the Gemara says. They don't want to chase them away. They don't want to testify.
Even so, they don't testify that they gave Hasra to the intended victim?
No. Only if they said we gave Hasra.
Oh.
If they don't say we gave Hasra, then it will never be Nigma Dino Lemisa.
Exactly. So,
but the truth of the matter is that he never did the Avera. The whole thing is a Baba Maisa. He never did the Avera. He never ate the Chazah. They never gave him any Hasra.
So how could
he
have been judged
for
Misa?
No, they say we warned him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, and you're going to get it. They said they gave Hasra.
Right.
Then it turns out that everything was not true.
It never was.
Us. No. Just like they tried to give the death penalty to him. Without Asra, without an Aveira. Without an Aveira, without Asra, nothing. The whole thing is Sheker. So part of Kasha Zamam is we give them the punishment of Skila, even though they never won the Chal Shabbos. And they never. Lav Shema Maisa, it's everything. Right. And nonetheless, they get the punishment.
The closest translation to Zamam is probably conspiracy.
Right.
Now, where is the difference? Doesn't conspiracy have to be proved?
Sure,
yeah. Now, not proof that they gave Eidu Sheker, but they conspired together. It could very well be, this is not mentioned, that when we talk Eidu Zomamim, the Zomam is that both of them came out with the same answer. Otherwise, there's no Zomamim. Otherwise, there's no conspiracy.
Every Eidu had to agree.
Otherwise,
it's
simple Eidu Sheker.
That's what I mean, Eidu Sheker. We don't have to establish, there's no need to establish that there was conspiracy and they were plotting everything in advance.
Two people come with the same thing, they must have been Zomim. There must be conspiracy.
Even if there wasn't conspiracy, the halacha is that they gave Eidu Sheker in this form, That's the halacha.
In sheker, in this form, it's called government.
That's it. Even if there had not been a conspiracy.
The din from Lisani, when you speak, that there's not a lav sheish b'masu, we have a sisu shem et shem, and also by parents, if you mekaleo, it's also speaking, it's still all they get misa.
No, misa, you don't have to have lav sheish b'masu, only for malkas. Because misa, there is no rule. There is no tzad ha-shala from all of the people who get misa, the Baal Eishishish, and Ibn Abedizor, Michal Shabbos, it's such a system, we don't know what it adds up to. Malkas, we know what it is. Whoever violates an aver that's similar to Lasachsim Shabadisha gets Malkus. A similarity to Lasachsim Shabadisha requires that it should be a Lav Sheyesh B'mais. But for Misa, there is no requirement that it has to be Lav Sheyesh
B'mais.
Also not. It has to be Dumya de Lav Dachasim. It has to be similar to Lav Dachasim. So these are the four cases. Okay. These were the four cases that the Masechta begins with. So now the Gemara is going to discuss each one of the cases. How did the Tanoim know that in these cases there is no punishment of Kasha Zomo? Yeah. On the first Mishnah, there's a famous topic that's discussed by the Tosfos, the second Tosfos in the Masechta. How do you ever have the ability, the Mishnah says that witnesses testify that somebody killed B'Shoigeg. So they want the Bezdin to make that person sit in Ori Miklat, and the Kohen Gadol just appointed, he's only 20 years old, has another 60 years to go. So the guy's going to sit in Ori Miklat for the rest of his life, another 60 years till the Kohen Gadol dies. And then it turns out it's Sheka V'Chozov, so one might have thought that you send them to the Ori Miklat, Kamashmal on that night. So Taisus Rekt Akasha, how can you ever have witnesses testify that somebody killed the Shoigeg to send them to the Ori Miklat? How do they know what he's thinking? How do they know that was B'Shoigeg of Bemezid? Maybe it's really Bemezid.
No, but you see how it happens. He went up on a ladder and fell down, and
Maybe he specially took a ladder that had broken rungs in order that he should make it look like an accident and he should fall down. Maybe it was really Bemezid. How do you know that it's B'Shoigeg? So this is a topic that Tosis develops. The topic that they develop is as follows. When witnesses say that I ate chazer, they gave me hasra and I ate chazer and I deserve malchus, and I say the witnesses are lying. Can we believe the witnesses? You don't believe me. I'm the baldover. So the witnesses are believed. But that's only if the witnesses testify outright, black on white. They testify, I was Mechal Shabbos, I ate chazer. What if the witnesses say, they saw something which leads them to believe that something else happened? But they didn't actually see the thing itself. Based on what they saw, they can figure out that something else happened. And then the Baldover says, you guessed wrong. That's not what happened. It was really a different mahalach. So there are Gemaras that say that in such a case, if he contradicts the witnesses, then he's bagloik. If the witnesses give outright against me, they say I ate chazer. They say I was mechal Shabbos. They say I was Abed Abedizor. So then they're believed against me. But if they're only saying so that's what Tosis refers to several Gemaras like that. One of the famous Gemaras is in Cheskes Abatim. There is a din of Cheskes Abatim Shalosh Shonim. Perek Cheskes Abatim, the third Perek in Bava Basra. If I'm living in your house for 25 years and I have no claim at all, just you went away for 25 years, Perek Nisan, you come back and you find out that I moved in the day after you left, I moved in. And then you say, what are you doing? My boy, Fahayari, what are you doing now? As I said, I saw an empty house and I moved in. And I have no claim at all that...
it's mine.
I don't say that I bought it. I don't say he gave it to me. I don't say I got it to be Rusha. I just say there was an empty house and squatter's rights. I was living here for 25 years. So the Mishnah says that's a chazoka she'eini mataina. Chazoka with no taina is nothing. You lose. You're not even claiming that it's yours. Just because you lived there for 25 years, nobody said anything. Let's say I want to continue to live there in the Eilat Void. So the Mishnah says there's no such thing. The halacha does not recognize squatter rights. In America, there is such a law. And our halacha does not recognize such a law. But what happens is that I claim I bought the house before you went to Eretz Yisrael 25 years ago.
You sold me
everything. So he says that's so. So where's your document? I say I'm going to keep documents for 25 years. I kept it with my tax records for 10 years, 7 years, whatever. Then I said, what do I have to go? How long do I have to hold on to records? So then there's a din of cheskes habatim. If I can prove that I lived in the house for 3 years, so then I keep it. Then I will. So the Gemara asks, how can I prove that I was there for 3 years? Maybe I was there for 25 years, but every time I heard that you were coming back to America, I went back to my own house. So the Gemara says, the neighbors know. So the Gemara says, what do you mean the neighbors know? The neighbors will say, they think Shechter was living in the house 25 years. They can't testify, they can't swear on a Bible. He was there every day and every night, 24 hours a day. Maybe it is true that every time the Balabas came back from Eretz Yisrael, Shechter was hiding. But they say, to the best of their knowledge, they never noticed that there was anything fishy going on. It looked like Shechter was living there for 25 years straight by Yom HaBalala. Ah, but what happens if the Balabas comes and Itayna is wrong? I came once back from Eretz Yisrael and I went into the house.
Nobody, and
there was nobody there, and I had no idea that there was anybody there. And every time I came into the house, every year and a half, and I came back, there was nobody there. And the next door neighbor can't testify the Farish. So the Gemara says the next door neighbor day, this is no good. The Balabas comes and he outright contradicts the testimony. The neighbors just say testimony based on Lumdina.
Yeah.
In general, they say Shechta was living there, like normal people, to the best of our knowledge. He was living there by Yom HaBalala, we think so. But they don't know the Vadai. So if the Balabas comes and he contradicts specifically, he says, I was there on this day when I have it on my calendar.
It's the aedis of the neighbor that's the question.
And the other one said, I was there.
No, the one who was there for the last 25 years, we don't take his word for it that he was there. The Marakama, the original owner, is the Mukhzuk, the Karakam. So you have to have witnesses who testify that he was living there. So the neighbors are the witnesses, but the neighbors don't say the Vadoyas every day and every night, particularly the day, you know. They say, to the best of our knowledge, it looked like he was there. So the Gemara says, but what if the one against whom they're testifying does taste the original Balabas, the Marakama? The one who went there, so he comes and he says, not true. I came on a specific date and there was nobody there. And then the neighbors don't know whether that's so. So the Gemara says, no, it's a special din of Hilchos Eidos. Whenever the Eidim are testifying, you see it below Riyah. They didn't really see 100%. Right, based on what they saw, they assess the situation, and they give such Hagodas Eidos. So the Gemara says, if the one against whom they testify is Makhish, so the whole Eidos falls apart. So Tosis quotes such a similar Gemara, that's in Cheskes Habatim, the beginning of Cheskes Habatim. Then there's such a similar Gemara Mishnah increases that they quote from above in the Tzir Dav Gimel. Witnesses come and they say, you have to bring a Korban Chatas, because we were waiters in the restaurant, in the Glatt Kosher restaurant around the corner, and we served you dinner the other night, and you ate it, and you enjoyed it, and you benched, and we know that we served you Chalev, and the drink on the table was dumb. So you have two Chatos, one for eating Chalev, one for eating that. We made a mistake. It was all under Hashgacha. He thought that everything was kosher, and then it turns out that what he ate was chela, when he drank was dam. So you have one chatas for the chela, one chatas for the dam. So what if the fellow says, mezid ha'isi? I knew all along that it was chela and dam. I looked at the steak. I know what part of the animal is what. Of course I knew it was chela. I looked at it, I smelled it, I tasted it, I knew in advance that it was dam. So the mezid does not bring a carbon, only b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, if the fellow says mezid ha'isi, and then the witnesses are surprised, but it didn't look like it was the mezid. Says, yeah, I made it look like an accident. I didn't want to advertise to the whole world that I'm a draken yak. I'm interested in eating chalev adam, but I saw right away that it has chalev, the flesh has chalev, and I saw right away that the drink was dam. So even though it didn't appear to be the case, but since they're testifying. The witnesses are testifying. It's a Eidus Idea below Eidus Riyah. They can't read his mind. They don't know what he's b'shogeg b'mezid. They say it looked to us, to the best of our knowledge, looked to us that you're violating the avera b'shogeg, not b'mezid. And he says, you guessed wrong. Mezid ha'yisi. I did it b'mezid. So the Gemara says he does not bring a chatas in that case because you believe him
more than
and his hakosha to the Haggadah Seidus, which is only Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Riyah. It's not right testimony. The witnesses can't testify b'vados that he ate the b'shogeg. It appeared that it was b'shogeg. So since he contradicts them, and he says, I know b'vados, so that cancels the whole testimony.
Well, he should bring a korban because he says the
lady
will
not. Maybe that doesn't bring a korban.
You don't bring
yes,
a korban.
No,
you don't bring a korban.
Not chatos. No.
Once in a while you bring the mezid. Most of there is you don't bring the mezid. Ashiv kacharufa, chaylev, right? Chaylev is only b'shogeg, not the mezid. Chaylev adam is only. That's a good kasha. Taisis and bavmit here works. Right, Taisis and bavmit here works on that kasha.
If I mark it, I'll show
you. That what?
If he says that he killed somebody the mezid, how can you hide me to go to Gulas? I killed him the mezid.
So that's what based on these gemaras.
No?
Yes, based on this Gemara in Cheskes Abatim and this Gemara in Bava Metziah, that whenever the witnesses testify about something that they really have no first hand knowledge about, they testify it appeared to them that this is the case. It appeared to them that it's b'shogeg, and it appeared to them as if the fellow was living there by Yom HaBalayla for 25 years. So then the Gemara says, whenever the person against whom they testify comes and he's makrish, you're wrong. I know b'vaday that you're wrong. So then the eidus falls apart. So that's Tosis Kasha. How can you ever force a person, whenever witnesses testify that someone has to go into Golos because he killed b'shogeg? How can you force the person to go into Golos if he agrees, okay, he'll go to Golos? But what do you do if the fellow insists, wrong, I really killed the other guy, b'mezid. So Misa, you can't give him... You have to have two witnesses to testify that he killed the mezid with hasra, that there was no hasra, and you can't force him to go to Ari Miklat because the Ari Miklat is only if he killed the shaykh.
No kapura.
He's not going to get the kapura. So how can you? So just ask the question. From the Mishnais, it would appear that if witnesses testify that someone killed the shaykh, you force them to go to the Ari Miklat, and then we discuss if we're mazim the eidim, maybe we should force them to go to the Ari Miklat. How can you even force the first fellow? How do you begin this whole story? How can Bez make a gemardin that you have to go to the Aramikla? What are you going to do if the guy says, Mezid Hayisi? You have no right to send me to Aramikla for the next 60 years till the Gangoro dies. He can tie I killed the Mezid.
But he's Mezid. He is Mezid, he admits.
He's might have killed the mezid, right?
No, he's might have killed the shaygi.
Okay, he's might have killed the shaygi. He's not makrish the eidim is good. Then he'll have a case of godless. Yeah, but that's just asking a question. And what if he won't be maida? What if he'll say mezid? It's a strange case. The fellow, why should he meshugan? Why should he say mezid hayisi? But that's just asking. What would it then be if he says mezid hayisi? Is it taka true? Similar to the other gemaras. And whenever the witnesses can't really read my mind, they just say it appeared to us that he killed b'shogeg. So if he's going to contradict them and say, but I know b'vados that it's not so, I killed the mezid, so then the whole Haggadah Seidus falls apart. So if they say, Moirat, it wouldn't appear so. So they say there are some cases where it's just impossible. He didn't put the ladder there, someone else put the ladder there. So how can he say it was really the mezid? And he wanted it, made it look like an accident. He didn't put the ladder. He didn't know what was going to happen. Right. Well, that's what they asked. The same kasha. That's Taisus Akasha and Bob Metzia. And it's a. There are a few terutim. It's a major discussion there in Bob Metzia. How do you answer? Okay. Okay. You gotta work on that. You gotta work. This is a complicated question. Okay. So that's one of the famous topics that Taisus discusses here. How can you ever force someone to go into Golos by testifying, by having witnesses testify that he killed b'shogeg, but they can't read his mind? They don't know whether it's b'shogeg or b'mezid. What are you going to do if he will contradict them and he'll say you guessed wrong, it was really b'mezid? Would you say in such a case that the Haggadah Seidus falls apart? The din should have been that it should fall apart. The Taisus says, yeah, but there are some cases where it's just impossible for him to contradict them. Okay. So that's Taisus' discussion.
It's very difficult to testify even for Shoydek. Because you perceive, you perceive it was what the perception is.
Exactly. Okay. So that's the topic that Taisus discusses. So Nachamo, so then we had the discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, why don't you give the kasha zama when the witnesses themselves are kohanim, And they testify, but another two Kohanim, that they're Chalolim. So why don't you make them a Cholol? And if it's ascertained that they were Edim Zenimim, so why don't we declare these Edim as Chalolim? Why not? So the Gemara says, because if they are Chalolim, this will affect their wives and their children. Their wives will be Nivel al Apostle if a woman marries a Cholol. Any woman is permitted to marry a Cholol, even a Kohenist. Bas Kohen is permitted to marry a Cholol, but if she marries a Cholol and the husband dies, if the husband divorces her, she becomes a Grusha. So Grusha can't marry a Kohen. Yeah. But even if the husband dies and she'll be an Almana may marry a Kohen, just not like marry a Kohen Gadol. But since she was living with a Cholol, which was Behet HaGomer, but living with a Cholol makes her into Nivel or Apostle of Psalm, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So if we'll declare these Edim who are Kohanim as Chalolim, this will affect their wives. The wives will become Nivel or Apostle.
They won't be able to marry them.
Right. In the event that they and this will affect their children. The children will become Chalolim. And the Pasuk says, Vasisim loy kashizam. You only do loy v'loy l'zarei, loy v'loy l'yishtoi. You only give the punishment kashizamam to the witnesses, not to the wife, and not to the children. Frank the Marsa give to him. So let's declare that the Edim are Chalolim, and it should not affect the wife, should not affect the children. So the Gemara says it's only a half of Kasha Zamam. Being a Kasha Zamam, Baleka, you have to give the whole Kasha Zamam. They were trying to declare these two Kohanim as Chalolim, with their wives, with their family, everybody, and then you're going to just give them half a punishment, so that's not Kasha Zamam. So you can't give half because it's not Kasha Zamam. And you can't give the whole because it's a, what is the wife shuldig? You only have to punish him. So Mimele, you have no choice.
I think Zalman would be able to be Matamat the Mason. So then you'll call the Kula out of the Chumar.
Okay.
But I don't know what kind of a scene this is.
Oh, yeah. Tosa talks about such a similar kasha. Okay. What would the din be? Yeah, what would the din be? If the din would have been that they become Chalolim, so Mistama, that to that extent not. Yeah, so it's already a half. So it's already not a whole Kasha Zama.
Yeah.
It's already not a whole Kasha Zama. Okay. It's a good Kasha. So I said something similar, not exactly. So here, the Gemara on the last four lines suggests another mahalach, another explanation as to why there's no punishment of a kasha zama. Barpada is hardly ever quoted in the Gemara. Once every 50 blot, the Gemara quotes Barpada. Barpada oimer, kalva choimer. He says you cannot give the Edim Zaymimim kasha zama because they're following logical kalva choimer. Umaha mechalel, eino mischalel. What does this mean? If a Kohen marries a Grusha, Baveira. A Kohen marries a Grusha, he's living with a Grusha, and he has children. And he brought into the world children who are Chalolim. By living with the Grusha and having children, Grusha, Zayna, Chalolim, Gioris, whatever, so all the children are Chalolim. So what is his personal status of the father? He's the Avi Avois, he's the one who created the Chalolim over here. So he remains a Kohen. And then Atara, he can be makir karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. He can get shlishi. He's a coin. But he gets the first aliyah, and he gets trume, and he duchens and alts mitananda. The Mishnah has a penalty with the rabbanon that calls man that he's still living with the zayin of achalala. We don't allow him to be makir karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash, unless he's prepared, unless he's chalishing to be makir karbonis, and he swears a shvuah that he's going to divorce her. Okay, so if he swears he's going to divorce her, he's not going to be marry her. So we rely on the Shavu and we allow him to be Makar Kabbanis. And under normal circumstances, you don't allow him to be Makar Kabbanis until he divorces the Grusha, the Zayin of Achalala, fine. But that's only with the Rabbanah. That's only a penalty with the Rabbanah. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such din, al pi pashtus, that because the Kohen is living with the Grusha, Zayin of Achalala, he becomes a Cholo. There is no such halacha. There is a machlokes in the Goyim, how far this penalty with the Rabbanah goes. The Mishnah in Bechoris only has the penalty with respect to Hakrovis Korbonis. A Kohen who's living with a Grusha, a Kohen who's Metamil Mesim, something like that, so we don't permit him to be Makar Korbonis and Mesim English. Bos Herzog with the first Aliyah, and what about Duchening? Yeah, what about Pigin Ben? What about all the other Dinim? So this is the Machlaikis and the Goinim. The Beis Yosef quotes Machlaikis and the Goinim. The majority of the Goinim were of the opinion that the penalty is only for Hakrovis Korbonis and no more. with respect to everything else. He's allowed to get the first aliyah, and he's allowed to duchen, and you can you should be mechabrim to bench mezumin and everything else, even though he's a violation of all the dinim of kuna. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the minority opinion. Mishnah Berurah says he's surprised, but the mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the minority view among the goyim. The penalty of the rabbanon applies to duchening and applies to getting the first aliyah. We don't give him any rights and privileges of a kohen at all. We don't allow him to get the first aliyah till he divorces the wife. That's the shaila. How far does that go? How far does that go? That's the shaila. Let's say he's a kohen, he's in the practice of being metamei lemeisim. Or he's married to a grusha zayin of a halola, so you're not allowed to get him the first aliyah. What if he shaves with a razor? Let's say the kohen is mechal Shabbos, he eats treifas. That's not a kohuna dika din. That's a din that applies to everybody. What if he shaves with a razor? So shaving with a razor is a special din for kohanim, in addition to being a violation for everybody else. In addition, it's in the beginning of Parshas Emor. It says that a kohen shaves with a razor. Zayvran two lavim. Zayvran the lav that all of the Jewish people violate, and an additional lav plus an additional lav that's miyuchad for kohanim. So that's let's say the kohen is married to a nochris. Married to a nochris. No one's allowed to marry a nochris.
He's not married.
He's not married. Okay. He's not married. He's living with a nochris. Living with a nochris. Okay. Okay. So what would you say in such a case? The pashtus is that he is in violation of a kohuna dikedin. Because a nachris is a zayna. No yid is allowed to marry a nachris. Yeah, that's one din. No one else is allowed to marry. But in addition to the regular din that everybody would be in violation of, the pashta says he's in violation of a kohuna dikah din. Some rabbanim bring rayas from Rishonim that it's not so. That the only time you have this penalty is when he's in violation of a kohuna dikah din that's not shared by anybody else. If he lives with a grusha, then we penalize him. Lives with a nachris,
Then
we don't penalize. They bring a good raya. It's a good raya. This sounds like the Sefer Heshkel sounds like it says like that, but I don't think we accept that. I don't think we accept that opinion. The Pashta says that even if he shaves with a razor, that no one else is allowed to shave with a razor either. But the Pasuk says in Parsha Tanmor that that's a kohuna dikah din also, special din for kohanim. So the pashtus is that you have the penalty of the rabbana, that we don't allow him to have any rights or privileges of the kohana. So this barpada machta kalvahim, he says, if a kohen marries a grusha and he has children, he created halalim. Kohen who made his wife into a halala.
He is not.
And he made his children into a halala. He himself does not become a halal. So the witnesses who attempted to declare the first people as halala and they didn't succeed, Habola Halel, Volochilel, Einodin, shouldn't be a Kalvachimer, didn't need the Kalvachimer. Isn't it a Kalvachimer? Shalai is Halel. Madach, one who created Halalim,
is not Halal.
Does not become a Halal. So one who only attempted to create Halalim and it didn't succeed,
right,
certainly should not become a Halal. Preg de Gemara, we have a Yochiach. Whenever you have a Kalvachimer, that's a good Kalvachimer.
Yeah.
That's a very good Kalvachimer. So whenever you have a Kalvachimer, there are two ways to demolish a Kalvachimer. One day is a Pircha, and one way is a Yochiach. A pircha means that you say that this is kal and this is chomer, you can dingzach. Maybe the chomer is really kal and the kal is really chomer. Over here, there's nothing to dingzach. The one who created halalim is worse than the one who attempted to create halalim. That's for sure. Yeah. So the kal is kal and the chomer is chomer. We don't have any pircha against this kalvachomer. And the two ways to demolish, to discard a kalvachomer, the pircha is a stronger way. The pircha mamish demolishes the whole kalvachomer. The whole thing falls apart. That's called me'ikre de dina pircha. Dina. Dina means a kalvachomer. Ain't ein shem min adin. You can't give a misa based on a kalvachomer. Ain't ein shem min adin. So here it says, ein adin. Shouldn't it be a kalvachomer? So when you have a pircha, that's called in the Gemara's Lashon Enochum, that's me'ikre de dina pircha. The whole din of the kalvachomer, it's a falsa. Pircha means it crumbles. Peruchin. Peruchin means little brekalach, little particles. The whole Kavachayma collapses and it crumbles into little tiny particles. Because you tell me that this is kal, this is chomer, not muchroch. Maybe the kal is chomer, the chomer is kal. Another way to demolish a kavachayma is a yochiyah. That is, the logic that you presented is perfect. There's no, you can't punch any holes over here in the logic. But this exact same style kavachayma can be developed in another case.
Where it's not.
And we'll know that the dinim, the result is not true. I know the result is not true. So for whatever reason, the same style kavachayimer exists over here, and the result is wrong. So maybe this result is also wrong. So yochiach just means that this proves that maybe there's something faulty with the logic. We don't know what. It's not the same as a pircha. Pircha is called meikre the dina pircha. The whole kavachayimer is a falsa, a pircha.
I don't need a kavachayimer here. Why don't we just say it was Yisrael Kasher Zomayim? The same way he is not mishalei.
Oh, this was first.
I don't need a kavachayimer for that.
Right, so that's
you the say,
first
well, time. So the Mechalel is Einem Mechalel, so the Einem Mechalel is
not. No, but they testified against Pliny, who were Kohanim, Pliny and Pliny were Kohanim. So they testified that they were Halolim, and the Bezna get Paskin, they're Halolim. Bezna made a Gemar Din, they said, we hear by Paskin that Pliny and Pliny are Halolim. And then another two witnesses come and say, Baba Mai, say, Mano Hayisim. What, the whole Bezna's Psak is an error? The Bezin backs out from the Pesach Ois, but they made him into the two witnesses declared these Reuben and Shimon Hakohanim into Halolim. So we should say Vasis Malakash Zamam Las Lacha. We should declare them as Halolim.
Not because Kalbachaimer, because you do the same thing. It's a parallel punishment.
Yeah, that's the argument to yes declare them as Halolim. He's giving a Kalbachaimer. Why not to? Not to. He's Bapada saying, why isn't an exception to the rule? Why does the Mishnah say? So the Gemara said before, because you only give kasher zomam asis maloi, not to the wife and not to the children, not to the wife, not to the children, is a halbe kasher zomam. So Bapada tries to argue, I have a better marker, I have a kavachaymer. I don't need a pasuk asis maloi loy velo le mishpachta lo velo le ishta lo velo zar. Have a kavachaymer. So the Gemara says, Maskif la Rabina. Rabina says the Kalbachaimer by Pada is no good. So the Gemara's Takadana reject it and say the only correct answer, Ela Machvarto Kiddushanina Meikora. The only correct pshat is the pshat that we gave originally. Why did Rabina reject by Pada's Kalbachaimer? So he says like this, Im Kain, he doesn't have any pirch in the Kalbachaimer. The Kalbachaimer is perfect. The one who created Chalolim, he himself does not become a Chalol. So the one who attempted to make someone else into a Chalol, didn't get away with it, he certainly should not become a Chalol. So it's a very good Kavachayman. There's no Pircha on it. But there's a Yochiach against it. What's the Yochiach? And Cain, if you'll accept this style Kavachayman, the one who accomplished the result doesn't get the punishment. The one who attempted, certainly not. And Cain be taught the Torah's Edom Zemim, so you can do away with all of Edom Zemim, right? What does that mean? The Rashi says, Rashi and Tyson just had to translate the word. It doesn't make, it's just a tongue twister, this line in the Gemara. It doesn't really make such a difference, whether you learn like Rashi, learn like Tyson. But just for the Pirush Hamilus, it's important to know. The Rashi says that this is alluding to the din later. Rashi quotes from Daf Hey Amid Beis, Hargu Ein Neharogin, a famous din in Edom Zemim. That the only give the Edom Zomimim, the only give the witnesses the punishment of Kasher Zomam if it was Nigma Hadin Al Piyem. Let's say the Bezdin was still discussing whether they're going to give the death penalty or the Malkus or the Einish Mammon to the Nidon, and then the Edom, the second pair of witnesses come and the Mazim, the first pair, and the Bezdin never makes the Gemar Din. In the first case, they see that the whole thing is Eda Sheker. So then there's no punishment of Kasher Zomam. It's only after the Bezdin already made a Gemar Din. But what if not only the Bezin made a Gemar Din, they already killed a man. They already killed a man. Yeah. So then bite the nut. They don't give Kasher Zomam. Right, so the Gemara says, Kasher Zomam, but like Kasher Rosh. That's how Rashi says. So the Pasuk says, I see some like Kasher Zomam, Lassus Leachi, and not Kasher Rosh. Right. So Rashi learned
that. The kidneys of the scale.
Okay. The Ramban Chumri says.
Right.
So the Rashi learned that that's what the Gemara means. Who were so successful, not only did they testify falsely, the Beshem believed them, and they got killed, and the Bezdin administered the Einish Misa. So then there's no punishment of Kasha Zamam, that the witnesses only attempted to give the death penalty. It should be a Kavachimer that they should not get Kasha Zamam. And we know that that's not true. There is a parish in the Chumash that says Kasha Zamam. Plus it says Kasha Zamam like Kasha Rasa.
The logic is
so,
not the logic.
So you see that this style, exactly the same style logic. In your case, we have no right that it's wrong. But in this case, Ma Sokolein Aniska. Yeah, so in this case, we see that that exact same style of Kavachimer leads you to a false conclusion. So maybe your Kavachimer is also wrong. We don't know why. Maybe it's wrong. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Maha Soikel. Ein Oniska means if the Edom Zomimim succeeded in administering the Oinish Misa, then they don't get punished. That's how Rashi says. Taisa says, why did you use the Lashon HaSoikel Ein Oniska? They should have used the Lashon like the Gemara says later, Hargu Ein Neharogin. They should have said, Maha Horeg Ein Oneharag. Habol Laharag V'loi Harag Ein Adin Shaloi Yaharag. Why did you change the Lashon? Maha Soikel Ein Oniska. That's one kasha. The Lashon is a bad Lashon. Use the lashon. Use the terminology. The terminology you should use.
Yeah, that's not the
Mishnayos. That's one kasha. Then Tai says another kasha. How can you use this as a yachiyach? It's all from the same pasuk and the same pasuk where it says kasha zamam. The mashmaya says v'loy kasha rasa. So that's an exception to the rule for whatever reason. Kasha zamam v'loy kasha rasa. So what does it got? How can that serve as a yachiyach against this kavuchaim abapada? So that's what prompts Taisus to read the Gemara differently. It doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether you learn like Rashi or like Taisus, but Taisus translates the words of the Gemara differently. So Taisus says like this: there are four different punishments, skila, sveifa, herakhan, four different forms of death penalty. What punishment does a murderer get? Death penalty. What form of death penalty is saif? Saif, the Gemara says. How do you know that he gets saif? Only two people get saif. Anshi Irani Dachas. Normally, everybody Zar gets skilo. But if it's a whole city, Irani Dachas, he gets less than skilo. Because they burn down the houses and you burn all the property. So it balances out. You don't give him skilo because you're giving him a bigger einish and destroying all of his property. So the Anshi Irani Dachas says you kill them all the fichorev. The behema and the taf, the children before bar mitzvah, also you kill. You give everybody saif. That's one category of saif. Anshi Yoni Dachas. And then the other one that gets saif is the Ritzach. Ritzach gets saif because it says if you kill your own Evet Kanaini, if he survives, if I beat him up until he dies, so Im Yoma Yamayim Yamod, if he survives for 24 hours after I beat him up and then he dies, Lo Yukam, you don't take Nekama, Kikaspahu. That's a special din, Evet Kanaini. But if he dies within 24 hours, then the understanding is nakam yinakim, nakam yinakim. So what does mean nekama? Ain nekama el asayf shenem acherav nekemes nekambaris. A pasuk that when it says you get a death penalty and it's expressed in the terminology of nekama, revenge. So the mashmas of revenge is saif. So we know that these two people get saif. Dan shir nidachas with the retzer. The retzer gets saif. Doesn't matter what form of death he caused the other person. Let's say he caused the other person to die by skila, which is the worst of the worst. Skila is the worst. Next worst is next from the top is Sreifa. So do you say if I kill the other person with skila, I get the death penalty of skila? If I kill the other person with Sreifa, I get the death penalty of Sreifa? No. However you kill them, you always get the same old sight. So that was Taisus interprets. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Maha Sokil, if I killed somebody, it doesn't mean Hargu. It doesn't go on Enim Zamimim Hargu Ein Harag. We're not talking about Enim Zamim, we're talking about a Retzeach. Madach a Retzeach who kills someone else, he put him to death by Skila. So he doesn't get Skila. What does he get? He only gets Zayiv. So witnesses who only attempted to give somebody Skila. So how does the Chumash say Kasha Zamam? If they attempted to give skili, give them skili. If they attempted to give strafe, give them strafe. If they attempted to give side, give them side. Whatever they attempted, that's what they get. How can it be? But if I would have actually killed the other person with skila, I wouldn't get skila. Or retzeach get side. So it's the exact same style, kavachaymer as anam and aleph, and you see that it leads you to the wrong result. So that's a yochiyah. That shows that there may be something wrong with this kavachaymer. Sure. It doesn't make a difference whether you learn like Rashi, you learn like Taisus. The Gemara just rejected Bar Pada's style of a Kavachayim, and we fall back to Reish Lakish's drasha. Reish Lakish says, "I see some loy, loy v'loy liishta, loy v'loy lezar, loy v'loy lelemshpach."
What happens in the case of Mamo? The Eidei Zomim gets the steps Mamo, and the children, and all the money he has is taken away as a penalty.
Okay.
Now the children, the wife, they wind up there in destitute. And what do they have to do about it?
That's Mimela. No. No, that's Mimela that happens. You see, over here, it's not going to be Mimela. If he has no money, it's a Mimela. The wife and the children have no money. No. That's not in violation of a half kasha zama. That's the whole kasha zama.
Consequence.
Yeah. Except if the witnesses are multimillionaires, you take $1,000 from them, so it doesn't make a dent in their assets, and their wife and their children will not be destitute. So that's a...
That's what they say about Moshe Rabbeinu, that he looked here, and he killed them. Say, Hayatuk and Bezin does not investigate what the future will be. Victor Bianchi Kamenetsky says it, because over there he killed him with the Shimon Poirish.
Yes. Bezin Shamayla. For Misa B'nei Shamayla, Bezin Shamayla does take everything into consideration. Atzul Tamim Pala, the Rosh Hashanah takes everything into consideration. Bezin Shamata is not supposed to take all the outside things, all the extraneous considerations in Taman. They just judge whether this person deserves the Anish Misana. Okay, so the Gemara explained the marker for the first din. Why by Adim Zanimim, who testified falsely that the fellow deserves the fellow is a cholol, why we don't give them the punishment to make them into cholol? Then the second din in the Mishnah was if the witnesses testified that someone has to go into Golus. So we don't say Kashazamim to send them into Golus. Why not? So the Gemara says, "Minohani mili." How do you know the source for the second din? So Rish Lakish says it's based on the pasuk, "Hu yonus alachas harim ho'el v'choy." So the Mashmoy says, "Amir, hu yonus hu v'loy zomimim." Hu v'loy zomimim. Doesn't apply to zomimim. Yeah. And then Rabbi Yechanan gave a different suggestion. Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kal v'choy mer." What? Umahu shasa ma'isim amazed. Ain't no gola. What if I kill somebody b'mezid? So I don't go into golas. So the Adam Zemimim, who didn't do the shaking, they did the mezid, but they didn't even succeed in killing anybody. So madach, if I kill somebody b'mezid, I don't go to golas. If I attempted to kill someone b'mezid, if I attempted to send somebody to golas b'mezid, the Kalvachaymer, I shouldn't go to Golos.
If I kill somebody against me, so what's it going to go to Golos?
Mar says, what's the whole, sushka?
How's it going to go to Golos?
Mar says, what kind of Kalvachaymer is that? Elamachrati, kedir Rishlokish is pasuk.
But what does he really mean?
It's along the same style as Bapadim. He tried to derive it without Xeris HaKosov. He tried to establish the din based on a svarit. We don't even need a pasuk. Mar says, not true, you do need a pasuk. Okay. Why say you do need a pasuk? Yeah, it's a shvera kalvachamer. So then the rest of the Gemara we learned, and then the Gemara goes weiter, go to the fifth wide line. So the Gemara goes over again, repeats the four cases. Edom Nasim ben Gusha ben Chalutza. You can't make them the Edom Zamim in Chalolim Kidi Amorim. We already said the reason why, from Shlokish. Yes. In Gavloi, Miklot, Kiri Amor. We said already the pasuk. Hu Yonu, Suvaloi Zemimim. What about the last two in the Brisa? The Brisa added on another two. Amish, Amim is HaKaifer. Why not? Why, if the witnesses testify that Maishar killed already people the fourth time, and not only does the Shur deserve the Einish Skila, but the Balashar has to pay the Kaifer, so the din is that they don't have to pay Kaifer. Why not? Zagdimar Kasavri. The Tanoim thing, Kufra Kapora. Bahani Lav Bnei Kapora Ninu. What's the Shaili here? So we discussed, I think, a few weeks ago. There are three different types of Tashlum and Mammon. There's Mammon, and there's Knas, and there's Kapora. Three different things. And there are many differences, Lalacha. The difference between Mammon and Knas is the Gemara always says one difference. Hamoide B'Knas is Pata. Moide B'Mammon is Hodos Baldin Kimei Reina Dami. I come and I admit that I owe you $100,000, okay? And then later on I say, I was kidding, I was joking, I didn't mean it. Tough luck. And you admitted that you owed the money. Made a hajjas baldin. So you got to pay the money. But if I admit that I'm chayiv knas, so then Allah says that I have no namon. So you don't say hajjas baldin, kemei adam down by knas, the din is fakir. Might be knas, who's ain't a namon. So So that's the difference between mammon and knas.
Yes.
But if I know on my own, so the bezin will not make me pay. But if I know on my own that I'm chayv the knas, I pay on your own. So that's what Tosis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that afilu bavolot sidei shamayim, it doesn't make sense to pay knas. Knas has to be paid as an oinish. And there's no such thing as a self-imposed oinish. The oinish has to be imposed mibachutz by the bezin. So if bezin has a birur that I robbed the bank, so then the bezin can impose a chiyuv kefil on me. But I should, I'm by own, but bavolot sidei shamayim, I want to pay the kefil. Let's say I know I deserve the Einish Mises, I'll jump into a fire and I'll commit suicide. I know I deserve Malkus and I'll give myself Malkus. It's not called an Einish.
Judge yourself.
Huh?
You're not allowed to judge yourself. You have to be judged.
So it's Allah. If I know I owe you money, so pay the money. But if I know I owe you Knas, so Knas is also an Einish. Knas, I really...
Fine.
I robbed $1,000 from the banks, so I have to pay back $2,000. The $1,000 I pay back, that's karen, that's mammon. The extra $1,000, that's knas, that's an einish. So the einish, afilu b'balas
yisidei shemayim. I can't impose upon myself.
If I impose it upon myself, it's not called an einish. So afilu b'balas yisidei shemayim, there's no midas chasidus to pay it on your own. And the bezin is not allowed to believe you, because ain't on a mesim atzmei rasha. Bezin's not allowed to believe me that I robbed the money from the bank. So they cannot impose a knas on me. Like they cannot believe me that I'm chayv misa or malchus, they cannot believe me that I'm chayv to pay the knas either.
Excuse me. If he stole, he didn't take it for you.
Not even a chiyuv b'balas yisidei shemayim. Right.
If I admit that I stole $1,000, what if you turn into the bezin will impose on me a knas? They believe me that I stole $1,000, so they do believe me that I'm a thief. Because I do as my commandment.
So the Achrayim say in that case, if I say I robbed $1,000, I stole $1,000, they say pagina dibur. We believe you that you owe him $1,000. We don't believe that you did the avera of stealing the money. We believe you that you owe the money. You say you owe him $1,000, mammon, so we believe you. But we don't believe you that you robbed the money from him. That's why we can ain't on a meis matzmei rasha. So that's called meida b'knas pata.
So it does what it only means if there is an argument whether you owe or not, and you admit.
I admit that I owe mammon.
Right.
But the story, if I say I borrowed $1,000, I broke his window $1,000, they'll believe the whole story. But if I say I broke in and I stole $1,000, so they don't believe the story. They just believe pagina dibur. They believe that I owe you $1,000, but they don't believe the story that I broke in and I robbed it. So that's why they don't make me pay the kefil.
But he has a trick. Suppose he stole and he sees about it, they're going to catch him now. So he could be moide right away, so he won't have to pay knas.
So the Gemara Bava Kama talks about that. If he's moide, machmas bi asusa de Eidim. He's moide because he's afraid. What does the Eidim are ready to come and they're going to make me pay the kefil?
Right.
So the Gemara has a discussion in Tanaim, a machlokes haTanaim. Is that called moide bi knas pata? If we know, if it's obvious that what motivated him to be moide was because he's afraid that they're going to catch him in another couple of days. The police are going to catch him. So that's a machlokes haTanaim where they say moide b'knas is pata.
If you say kufri kapura, what's the alternative? If you don't say kufri kapura, then what?
Shad with the kufra mamayna or kufri kapura, yeah. When my shor kills an adam and you assess the value of the person on the slave market, if the man has had no slave market, so there's no payment of kufri at all. But if you live in Medina where there is still a slave market in certain countries.
Sudan individuals, insurance companies.
But that's not value, is always it says Kamahu Shava Limka Bashuk, if you were to sell it. It's not replacement value. Let's say this if you want to replace it, you'd have to buy Kemat a brand new one. But how much would this sell for is much less than a brand new one, a carved a brand new one. So the din is, if someone stole it or broke it or whatever, damaged it, so you pay kamahu shava limka bashuk. Shavis is always kamahu shava limka bashuk. So if you have an adam and there's no slave market, so al pidin, there's no shavis at all. So you don't pay, let's say, a choyvel bachavera pays nezik tzari pishavis and boishes. So nezik you pay kamahu shava limka bashuk. So in America, if the nezik was done in America, then you never pay any nezik because there is no slave market. And you don't pay any kaifer. In America, there's no slave market, so there's no kaifer. You can't say, Kamu hu shavalim to bashuk. Shavius is always how much you would sell for in the marketplace.
It has to be in that locality.
Bosa makam abosa zman, yeah. There's a Mishnah in Erechin. The Mishnah in Erechin says somebody was magdisha diamond. Or whatever, the Mishnah happens to be talking about margolis. He's magdisha pearl or a diamond or something. And the gizbo shall hegdish, no, and the gizbo shall hegdish wants to auction it off to the highest bidder. So, and he knows that if he would sell it in a different location, yeah, away, a different season money. Of the year, it'll sell for more money.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah says it doesn't matter. You sell ein lehegdish shall mekom of a shaito. And that Mishnah is assumed to be a general din. Let's say a mekadosh and isha with a piece of paper.
Right.
So New York City, they sell 5 pieces of paper for a penny. In other countries, they sell 1 piece of paper for a nickel. So it's a shavaprut. And in New York, this is less than a shavaprut. In South Africa, in Africa, maybe it's more than a shavaprut. So the Rishonim all say, based on that Mishnah in Erechin, ein lehegdash ala mekama v'shaita, that kamu hushava limka bashuk means basa makama basa zman. In this location and today,
we also says that if you become a shishi with a puta, then maybe it's worth a puta in another country.
Taisa says that's only with the rabbanon. Most of the rishonim say it's only with the rabbanon.
The ability to get employment, the ability to get employment. If
you sell them for a worker, you sell them for a worker.
Yeah, no seller.
Not seller. Hire them.
Now he was handicapped. He was suffered a headache. He was suffering.
Shevis. He pay.
I don't know.
The Shevis.
He's going to get a smaller salary. He's going to have a reduced ability to earn money because of what he might have to have.
Yeah.
So this is not.
You have to have a slave market. Yeah. How much would he sell for as a slave before the injury, and how much would he sell for after the injury? Because the fact that he can only earn less livelihood, that's grama benizik and pata. But the value that he had before and the value that he has now, that's called Adama Mazik Biyadayim. That's Chavil Biyadayim. So we don't have any slave market, Baruch Hashem. So because Baruch Hashem, there's no slave market, the whole din of Nezik falls apart. There's no Nezik.
To mix a neighbor of how much a person is worth.
Also, Kama who shovel them kabash. There, that's the first Mishnah in Erechin. And there, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis, but the Shaman Osa Kevit, Ivriya Shaman Osa Kevit Kanaini. That's a Machlekes and Achayvel also, the first Mishnah in Achayvel. Shaman Osa Kevit Anim Kabashuk vis a vis Nezek, so is that Kevit, Ivriya Kevit Kanaini. So that's also Machlekes there, Rashi and the Rush. The Rush quotes the Sheet is Balea Tesis. That's Machlekes. Whenever you make a Shumit, Kevit Anim Kabashuk, so which Evid are you talking about? He can't sell a Yid as an Evid Knaini. But he's the same specimen as a human being as the other person. So if the other one is a Nachri, he can be sold as an Evid Knaini. An Evid can only sell for 6 years. So he's not going to get that much money. An Evid Knaini sells himself for life. So you get much more money. But the Evid Ivri, you can't say that he has less value than the Evid Knaini. So that's a Machlegis, Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, but the Yid can sell himself as an Evid Knaini. The Shaman also Kevin on Nimkar Shuk means Evid Ivri. That's how Rashi learned. And the Rush disagrees. What are you talking? He cut off his arm. It's a Hefzer Olamis. Say Shaman also Kevin Knani on Nimkar Shuk, not Kevin Evid Ivri. So that's a Machlegis, Rashi and Tosfos. How do you do the Shuma Kevin on Nimkar Shuk? So again. Right, not Yovel, Yovel is an Evid Ivri. Yovel, if the Yovel comes before the 6 years are up, so then the Evid Ivri goes free. Evid Knaini is Le'olam Em Tavoid. It doesn't go free, not the Shesha, not the Yovel. So that's the Rush's argument against Rashi. If you chop off the guy's arm, so Shaman Osa Kevin, Ani Kamashuk, it should be Kevin Knaini, because the Hefzid is Ilomis. What's up is only for 6 years. So Rashi holds no, but he can't sell him. A Yid can't sell himself as an Evid Knaini. The Shaman also, Kevin, how much can this person sell himself for? He can't sell himself as an Evid Knaini. The Rosh says no. It's the same specimen of as a human being as an Achri. So if the Achri can sell himself Ilomis, so the Yid, who, even though technically speaking, cannot sell himself Ilomis, he can only sell himself for 6 years, but he has the same Shavis as the Achri.
So you have to add
Same machleik as Rashi and Tais is there. The first Mishnah in Erechin is machleik as Rashi. The Shita Mekubetz quotes the Tais. So the same machleik as Rashi and Tais on the first Mishnah in Erechin by Dama Valai is the machleik as Rashi and the Rosh. The Rosh is from the Balei Tais in the first Mishnah in Achayva. That's what Rav Avraham Soloveitchik points out. Only Eved Ivri. The Rosh is the end. Yeah. The Rosh always gives you the kitzer of the Balei HaTesis. The Rosh is, the Talmud of the Maharam Amritmag was the end of the Balei HaTesis. The Rosh always gives you the maskana of the Balei HaTesis. He doesn't always give you the whole shakla of Atari back and forth, back and forth. He gives you the final psak. That's why if you want a chazi Gemara with Tesis, so in Europe there was such a practice in many communities. They used to learn Gemara, Rashi, and Rosh. Instead of working hard on the whole Tesis back and forth, back and forth, just want to get the bottom line. It used to learn Gemara, Rashi, and the Rosh. We left out the Tilpulim, what we call the Tilpulim of Tais.
You go down to the Pesker Rosh.
Okay. You can do that too.
Save some more.
There's even more bikits. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara is going all the four dinim. So the first din of Cholol was a Pasuk. Vasisim Loi, Loi Vela Lazara. The second din of Golos, Hu Yonos, Hu Vela Zemimim. The third din was... What was the third din again? Kaifer. So the Gemara says that's not based on the pasuk. That's based on a svara. Kufra kapar bahani lad b'nei kapar nino. They don't need the kapar. What kind of a lotion? How do you ever give, let's say, malchus, misa? How do you ever give the edim zemim in malchus and misa? You give misa to the one who is mechal shabbos. They were not mechal shabbos. They only claimed that he was mechal shabbos. You only give malchus to the one who eats chazer. They didn't eat chazer. They claimed that he ate chazer. So you can say the same argument to undo the whole din of kasher zomam. So what's the argument of hani labanei kapar nina? What does it mean? So when we started the mesichta a couple of weeks ago, so whatever it was the last time we learned, so we explained as follows: there are three different types of tashlumi mamon. There's mamon and knas and kapar. So mamon and knas, we have a little bit. We know the difference. That moedav knas is potter. Moedav mamon is chayiv. Hadas baldin kamei edim dami. Moedav knas, you don't say hadas baldin. Why? Because if the Bezdin says that you're chayiv, then you pay kefil. That's called Eidon Ames Matzmai Rosha. The guy says, I did this aver, give me the punishment. So the halacha says, you don't say, Hoidos Baldin. If he's admitting that he deserves an Einish of Misa, Malkus, or Knas. Knas is also an Einish. So that's the halacha, that's the difference between Mammon and Knas. Knas is an Einish, which cannot be self-imposed, has to be imposed by the Bezdin, and he's not Neman, ain't on a Mes Matzmi Rosha. That Lashon is from the Gemara, ain't on a Mes Matzmi Rosha. But that Lashon is based on the Drosha from the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Asher Yashion Elohim, if the Bezdin paskins that you are a Rosha, Yishalim Shnaim Dereya, then you pay kefil. So the Gemara has a comment, Asher Yashion Elohim, Prat Lamashia, Satzma, that's the Lashon, ain't on a Mes Matzmi Rosha. That's the mocker of that Melitza in the Gemara. It's from this drasha, and that's what it means. A person is not neman on himself to give an einish. He can't give a self-imposed einish. It has to be mebachutz, and it has to be based on Haggadah Seidim. You don't accept his own haidos about this. Okay. Luschus is not relevant. Yeah. If the Edom say I'm chay misa, I can scream from today to next year. But lechayva, why not say haidos baldin? So the answer is Hanishken Baldin. It's a special din. Okay. So that the difference between Mammon and Knas, we understand that's famous in Gemara. This Kapara, there aren't too many things that are Kapara. What is Kapara? So the Gemara says, paying Kaifer, when the Shor Amuad, when the Shor kills the Yisrael the fourth time, the Baal HaShor pays the Kaifer. So the Gemara raises a question above a comma, and Daf Mem Amar Aleph, is the Kufr Kapara, is the Kufr Mamayna? The alternative would be Mamayna. And the conclusion is that kufra is kapar. So what's the difference, Taisa says, to Baba Kamadapin? What's the difference with the kufra mamon and kapar? You didn't say knas. It's not knas versus mamon, it's kapar versus mamon. What's the difference? So Taisa gives you a whole list of six differences. We rattled up six or seven differences last time we discussed it. So one of the differences is en kapar lahamisa. Let's say, if I owe somebody money, I broke his window, I borrowed money, and then I die and I leave assets. So the person to whom I owe money comes to Bezin, the Bezin goes to the assets, to the Yarshim, and they make the Yarshim pay, because they got the Yerusha. If I leave no assets, So the Yerushim are not mechuyev to pay because their father borrowed money from the sun, the moon, and the stars. They're not mechuyev to pay the chayvus of the father. But if he leaves assets, he leaves karka for the Yerushim. So the karka is meshubet to pay the chayvus of the father. So you collect. But that's only mamed v'mamurim if it's a chayv mamim. But if it's a chayv kapara, ain kapara la mason. Once you starve, I won't get any kapara. Even if they'll pay, even if the Yerushim will pay on my behalf, I'm not going to get a kapara. So why should they pay? Right, so that's halacha in kapara la mason. Tosis gets it, it's enough in the Gemara. In the end, the Baba Kama, they don't tell you. It sounds like Tosis made it up. So it's really based, did we discuss it last time? I think it's based on enough in the Gemara. The end of Baba Kama, the Gemara of the Pharisees like that, that after I die, you cannot collect the kapara from the Yerushim. Mammon you can collect, but kapara not. So that's one difference. And Tosis has another difference, mechila. Let's say, I owe you money, and you're Michael. So if it's mamon or it's knas, you can be meichel. If it's kapara, Taisus is machadish, you can't be meichel. Because kapara is not really being adol machaber. It's not that I owe you mamon and knas, I owe you mamon, I owe you knas. But kapara really means I have to shake a lulav, I have to like
not feeling. Not from him, not from somebody else.
It's really to the Baruch Shalom, but the Baruch Shalom, the way I get my kapara is by giving you the money, but you're not the balabas to be meichel me. If the Rebbe Shlom is
Meichel,
yeah, it's really kapara is really I have to do a kapara to the Klapi Shmaya, but not really to, the kapara is accomplished by my giving you the money, but it's not really a shibud ben adam
machaber.
It's
like a korban.
Yeah, like a korban. Taisa gives the marshal like a korban. Taisa gives the marshal like a korban.
He could give it back later.
Later, okay, yeah. But first I have to give the money, then he can give it back. Then Taisa has another nafkemina kom lebi the rab mina. That the din is if I have a chiyuv nisa simultaneous with the chiyuv mammon, so you don't pay the mammon whether the mammon is mammon or the mammon is knas. Doesn't make a difference. Come live with the rabbinate patas from knas also. But come live with the rabbinate, Tosis has a ganze pilpul. Come live with the rabbinate does not pata from kapar. Because kapar is la shamayim. What is it? It's not binod machaveiro. Come live with the rabbin only patas from mammon, which is binod machaveiro. Then Tosis goes more nafkaminas, more. One of the many nafkaminas is whether you need two Edim. Eid Echod is Neman the Yisurim. But in Mammonis, you need two Edim. Mammonis and Nefashis and Dovish of the Yer, you need two Edim. So what says Mammonis? Mammonis, and Knas is Mammonis. Kapara is Lashamayim. So the Gemara in Baba Kama sounds like it says Beferish, Eid Echod is Neman by a matter of Kapara. Just like Eid Echod is Neman the Yisurim, so Kapara is a matter of Yisurim. So Eid Echod is Neman. And we had a cloud. Whenever Eid Echod is Neman, the whole parsha was Kasha Zamam doesn't apply. That was the Yisod from the Nesivis. The Nesivis had a whole pilpul, and Nesivis said it's all wrong. The whole parsha of Eidim Zenim only applies. The Hine Echeka Ho Eidim means if you need a Kat Eidim, if you need a two Eidim. If Eid Echod is Neman, be Yisurim, so there's no din of Kasha Zamam. So the Pashta says it. That's what the Gemara says over here. Kosavri Kufra Kapar, the Tanoim thing. That paying koifer is kapara. So since it's a kapara, you know, so what kind of gmardin? There's no gmardin, there's no kabbalah sedus. The whole story of Edom Zemimim doesn't apply. The whole halacha of Edom Zemimim doesn't apply. That's what the Gemara means to say. Hani labene kapara ninu. They have no shaykhs. So then the Gemara says, is that true? That kufra kapara, maybe kufra mamayna. Is it true? So the Gemara, the Gemara suggests, maybe it's a machlekes hatanaim. Then Gemara rejects it. No, they don't believe that it's a machlekes hatanaim. Why should they think? There's a Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Ksubis. Eilin Iris. So the Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Ksubis has the following contrast. The last Mishnah has like this. A fellow comes to Bezna, he admits, my Shor HaMuad killed an Eved Kanaini. So what's the din of Shor HaMuad killed an Eved Kanaini? The Bala Shor has to pay Shloshim Shalevet. So Shloshim Shalevet is an exact amount, which 999 out of 1,000, 9,999 times out of 10,000 will not correspond to the value of the Ebed. Either the Ebed is worth way more or worth less. It's not going to correspond. Once in a million times, the Ebed is going to be exactly worth Shloshim Shalevet. Once in a million cases. How often is it going to happen? So it's always a Knas. Shloshim Shalevet is a Knas. So the Mishnah says the contrary. If I admit my Shor HaMuad killed so-and-so's Ebed Kanaini, Eina Mishalem Alfi Yatzmo, I don't pay Amayon because Moedib Knas is Potter and Shloshim Shalevit is a Knas because it's a Tzchum Kotzuv. What if I admit that my Shor HaMuad killed an Adam, a Ben Chorin, and I'm chayif to pay Koiker? So then the Mishnah says you do pay. Why? Because the Gemara says because Kufra Kapara. The Gemara said it's called kufr kapar. It's not a knas, and it's not a moment either. It's a kufr kapar. So our Gemara suggests maybe it's a machlekes hatanoi, with a kufr kapar, kufr mamoi. The Gemara is going to say right away it's not. Why do the Gemara think it's a machlekes hatanoi? Because the Gemara says Amar Rav Chisda. The Gemara says mam tana kufr kapar. Whose shita is that? Who said like that? That kufr, paying kufr, is not moment. It's not knas, but it's kapar. We have a brisa. The Tanaim have a machlekes. How do you read shot? How do you translate the words in the pasuk? Benasim pidyon nafsho. It says if the shor amuad killed, so you pay. Benasim pidyon nafsho. Kachol hashayusha solo. You pay how much the bezin assesses his value. So how much? Whose value? You assess how much the horug. My shor amuad killed an adam. So you pay how much the horug was worth, if we would sell him, or do you pay how much I am worth? So if you hold kufra kapara, I need a kapara, I really deserve mitzvah b'dei shamayim. It says the gambol of yumas, I deserve mitzvah b'dei shamayim. Then it says in kofu yushal solov and asim pidyon nafsho. I want to save my life that I shouldn't get mitzvah b'dei shamayim, so I should pay. I should pay my. I'm alive. I'm walking around. My shomot killed this poor man. So one Tana says I pay the Mei Mazik, what I'm worth. So that Tana holds a kufr kapar. But the other Tana says you pay the Mei Nizik. So that sounds like a kufr mamayna. So the Gemara says, oh, this is the machlekes hatanai with the kufr mamayna kufr kapar. Then the Gemara says, no, they don't think that it's correct. The Gemara says, my lab, hakam afligi, this is the machlekes. Marsal the kufr mamayna, marsal the kufr kapar. That's exactly the machlekes, what he paid the Mei Nizik. We paid Mei Mazik. I'm not Papa Loi, not necessarily correct at all. The Kuli Alma Kufr Kapur. Allah help me Kufr Kapur. It's called Kaifer. The Pashtus is that the word Kaifer means Kapur. What do you have to do to get this Kapur? Do you pay your value or do you pay the value of the Hor? But everybody agrees. Masav bin Mizik Shaiminan, Masav bin Mazik Shaiminan. Do you shots up the Shumer? Do you shots up how much you should pay? How much do you assess that you should pay? The Shavis of the Nizik, no, doesn't mean Nizik, means the Haruk, the victim who is dead now, or the determined that he should pay the Meha Mazik. So that's the Machlekes Satana. Okay.
How do you start to?
Kevin, I think it's Ashuk. Which Eved, only if there's a slave market, and which Eved is either Eved Ibi Eved Knaini? Machlekes Rashi in the Taisus.
That's a great tradition.
The Rambam says on all four you get Malkus. Ah, could be. No, the Nesivus does not mention it, but the Shagat Zariah has a Sefer Amakis called Vurasari where he chapters that Rambam. He's not happy. He thinks that only the two cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah get Malkus, and he disagrees a lot of times. Rashi, Taisus, Rambam, he doesn't have respect for anybody. So he thinks that this Rambam is wrong. He thinks that the Rambam is wrong that he said that there's Malkus. On the additional two cases, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, doesn't say in the Braise, he thinks that there's no Malkus. That could be a good argument. Why? Because the whole Parshat Beit Mizanimim doesn't get off the ground because it's not not two Eidim. Yeah. It's not a case of two Eidim. Oh, yeah. But there's no Malkus mitam the lav.
But they are over
the lav. Yeah, for sure they're over the lav. Yeah. The beginning of Parshas Vayikra, we have all of the dinim of korbanos, and there are different types of korbanos. There's a korban yochid, and there's a korban sibur, and there's a korban ashutfin. Three different types. A korban yochid versus a korban sibur depends who funds it. Korbanos sibur are paid for with machtes hashekel money. Korbanos hayochid are paid for by private money. And then once in a while you have a korban hashutfin, where a few people join together to bring a korban oda, to bring a korban shlomim. So the Gemara points out from Psukim that there's no such thing as a mincha habo b'shutfis. It says nefesh b'sakrid mincha. Nefesh means only an individual person. You can't have a mincha habo b'shutfis. So the Gemara poses the question, but sometimes you have mincha satzibur, you have mincha sa'oimer on Pesach, you have a mincha sa'oimer. So you have a lot of times a mincha satzibur. So if you say a mincha is never bo b'shutfis, how can you have a mincha satzibur? So the answer is, the Ramban HaChumash gives it in the very beginning of Vayikra. He says that Tzibur and Shutzim are two different things. Shutzim, you have two different individuals decide to join together to purchase a korban, That's called a korban ashutfin. Let's say you'll get all of the Jews in any given generation will all decide we want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give him atonah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each one will give a nickel and we'll buy a korban together. He says that's not a korban hasibul. That's a korban ashutfin. All of the Jews alive today, they all made a shutfin. He says al pidin, the Ramban says only called a korban ashtibur when it's purchased by the Machdis HaShekel money, because Sibur has a different connotation. Sibur means, as Rav Soloveitchik used to add on to this Ramban, Sibur means from the days of Avram Avinu till Adias Moshiach to Canaan. Everybody's included in the Sibur. All the Jews in any given generation, that's the Korban HaShutzen. But when you talk about a Korban Sibur, means everybody included, the Ganset Sibur. It's more than its part.
The corporate. Tzibur is a corporation.
A corporation. It's a different... The idea of the Tzibur is that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, that all of Kol Yisrael constitute one body. It's as if it's one unit. Shutfim is two different people. So I paid for part, I paid for half, you paid for half. I pay 80%, you pay 20%, whatever the arrangement is. Okay.
It's for the Tzibur board.
But
that's irrelevant to payment.
Yeah, but Tzibur means that it's one, it's not a Shutfim at all. Tzibur is the whole Klal Yisrael together constitutes one body. It's considered one entity, one Tzibur, and that's what the Talmud Yerushalmi comments on the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. It says, "Lo sikam v'lo sitar es b'nei amecha." You're not permitted to take nekama from another Jew. But the Talmud Yerushalmi gives a mashal: if a person is cutting a challah and by mistake he cuts his finger with the right hand, he cuts his left finger. So would he take his left hand and slap the right hand? Take nekama. So the answer is, what do you mean? But it's all part of one organism. Who are you taking the karma from? From yourself? It doesn't make sense to take the karma from yourself. So the Shami says, that's what the pasuk says. Am Yisrael is one unit together. It's like the left hand taking the karma from the right hand. It's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like that. That's supposed to be. Shutfis is a different entity. Shutfis is a different story. And this concept of Tzibur, that it's all one body, this is only by Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in the last Perek of Nazir, there is no concept of Tzibur by Umas Olam. By them, every person is a Yochid, and they have Shutfis. But we have a concept of Tzibur. That's the Ramban HaChumash points out. The difference between Tzibur and Shutfis.